We'll try to make sure you're short so everyone gets class. Yeah, everyone just send my best to Ellie in TNAC. Since I probably won't. I won't actually Skype in. Oh, shoot. Can you see it in my head? I put it like further back. Move my head there. Can you guys really see the screen over there? I like turned off some of the lights. It'll be really dark. Maybe I'll turn off the lights? I don't know. Kiva thinks turn off the lights. Is that better? Can you actually see the whole screen thing over there? No, no, just like also glary. I don't know. One second, let's see what we can do over here. Chart, make a chart. Angela Sota. And get. Okay. Can you see that? You can't really see that, can you? Not really. I'll have to work that out somehow. Maybe if the light's on, it's actually better. Okay, anyway, we're going to try that out. We'll try this out, see if the setup works, and if it doesn't, then we'll have to figure out something better. But in the meantime, everyone got a chance to go through Ravana's article? Hope so, mostly. Okay, so the first thing that I wanted to point out is that he really starts from the general and moves to the specific, right? The topic is Lishma, right? The Mishnah mentions Lishma by get. So the first thing he does is he basically asks, well, where else do we have Lishma, right? And what does Lishma do in all these other cases? And our first question, the first thing that we want to do is we compare and contrast Lishma from all the different other places in Shas to Lishma by get. Right, before we start trying to figure out what is Lishma by get specifically, right? I mean, what did we do in Shir? What we did is we saw there's Lishma by get, and our first question is, well, what is it, right? What does it do? Right? What does that tell us about get? What Rabban does first is he really spreads across Shas and says, okay, where else do we have Lishma, and does it work the same way here and there, right? Compare and contrast it to everywhere else. Okay, that was, I think, you know, the first thing that really jumps out at you. Okay. Number two, also, this is more of a hara, but like right away, he comes to the case of a geshenifta shalolishum isha, right, where it's not written for gershen at all, it's really just lislamed. And then he has the case of, right, of zeshim, of written for someone, but for different someones. And the third case of written for him, but not for her. Right, and the Gemara says, okay, at the end of the day, right, they're all possible. The Mishnah says, and the Gemara goes through them as well. So what's interesting is that Ravan points out, Yitachen shegam b'maskana kayamim shnei psulim shonim. Right, what do we normally assume when we see a havamina, and then oh, the maskana says that there's no difference, right? They're both possible. We would normally assume that, okay, at the end of the day, they're not different. I could have thought they're different, but they're not, right? What's interesting here is he's saying, just because at the end of the day we have the same bottom line doesn't mean that the Gemara equates them at the end of the day. Right? So we saw, get shebechalal mechta gushum gerishin pasul mishum she'in hu nechsha sefer krisus. A get that's not written to be megarish with is not a sefer krisus. A get shenechta gushim gerishin shel isha acheres is nechsha a sefer krisus, but it's pasul because it's not lishma. Right? I mean, if we were to say, oh, they're both not Lishma, he's saying, no, one of them's not a get, and one of them's a get that's not Lishma. Okay? Even though, right, because the Gemara has this happen. I mean, the Gemara and the Maskana says they're both possible. He says, well, just because the Maskana says they're both possible doesn't mean they're possible for the same reason. Now, at first glance, that's just only an interesting methodological point. Right? But where did that come up again? It comes up again for two different reasons. One sugi that's going to come up, which you haven't seen yet, we'll probably do in like a week or two, is the sugi of reach a get. Sometimes you can give a get that's pasul, and it'll still make her asur l'kohen as a grusha, right? Even though she wasn't a grushas. So in that case, maybe the differences between these different gitin, right, these different psulim might actually be relevant, okay? If you say that it's a get krisos, it's just not lishma, maybe that's good enough to make her asur l'kohuna, even if she's not actually a grushas. Okay, So that's one thing to bear in mind. Just because they're both possible doesn't mean that they're possible in the same way, even though, right, at the end of the day, the Gemara didn't make a distinction yet between them. That's one very important methodological point, right? Every Hava Mina could really be very significant in the long run. Number two, and this actually came up later in his article, I'm just remember what second it was. Oh, yeah, by Megillah Sota, right? By Megillah Sota, we actually see a machlokas whether or not a Megillah Sota shalom l'shem these people, but for someone else is kasher, right? The Tanakhama says it's possible. And Rav Achi Bar Yochanan, I think, says that it would be kasha. Okay? So there you already see a case where the fact that it's written l'shem Megillah Sota makes it kasher, even though it's actually, right, shalom l'shma in Gittin terms. So it could be, I don't think Ravana actually explicitly mentions this, but I think that could goofa be the, right, the manifestation of what he's pointing out. Right, that just because it might not be a get chrysos if it's not meant as a get, but if it's meant as a get for someone else, it might be a puzzle get, but it still has a status of a get, and theoretically maybe you don't need that for other cases. Okay. Now, what's interesting also is that you end up with a downside from the fact that we started off general, right, in this article, right, in Ravan and Shir, because what happens, right, we come across a bunch of very significant differences between Megillah Sota and a get, right? So just to go through a few of them, and we'll see if we can get them to work on the board. Assuming that the board actually works. To share. Right, we have. The question of tzivui. Oops. Right, do we need the tzivui of the Baal in order to write it? We have the question of lishma. Does the Megillah Sota need to be lishma, actually, at the end of the day? And we also have the question of stam lishma. Right, do we apply the principle that certain things are, even if they're done just by default, their default is already lishma? It'll show up there in a second. Okay, so these three cases, what happened? So each one we basically, in the article at least, we deal with independently, right? We suggest, by the tzivoy, right? Who is the tzivoy on by Megillah Sota? Basically, we're giving Sota answers, right? By Megillah Sota, the ksiva is really on the Kohen, Tosa says, and therefore it'll be okay because the Kohen Mistama is okay with someone else writing it. Right? I mean, we see a difference between Sota and Get. And what are we doing? We're saying that the difference between Sota and Get is actually going to be, dependent on, right, the specific circumstances of Sota. Okay? Tosos in general, you might have noticed, takes these very specific, in this case, we expect A, we expect B as a default, which is already interesting. But beyond all that, what do we do? We're saying, we have this question by Sota. Our answer is going to be that when it comes to Sota, let's say by Tzivoy, the Tzivoy is supposed to really come from on the Kohen, because the Kohen is the one who's supposed to write the Megillah Sota. And therefore, we don't really need necessarily Tzivoy of the Baal. Okay? Right, that was our first answer. The second question, and by get, we need the tzivoy of the husband because he's the one who's supposed to write the get. Then when it came to lishma in general, does it really need lishma? So we said that, this is actually a really cool idea. Ramban said, Megillah Sota needs mechika lishma, but it doesn't need ksiva lishma. Right? This is a great what answer, right? The what is different by Megillah Sota than by get. Okay, so the reason why Megillah Sota, it's okay for someone else to go ahead and write it, says Ramban, is because you don't, or even you could use a Sefer Torah, maybe, or you can use the Megillah Sota that's written in the Sefer Torah. That could work because the Mechika, you need Mechika Lishma and not Ksiva Lishma, as opposed to a get. And the last one is we say in general by Megillah Sota that you have Stam Lishma. By default, it's kosher, right? And by default, it's being done Lishma. And by Get, obviously, we say no. And the reason given by Tosos is Isha Lav L'Gerush Nomadness, right? So marriage is not predestined to divorce, and therefore, right, there's no presumption of Lishma. Right? What happens in all these different differences and their answers is we discuss potentially different Lishma issues, right? We were discussing different ways of looking at the application of our generalized principle of Lishma. Right? You need intent. You need needs to be done Bekavana. And we're arguing that there are certain differences between, you know, the practical case of Sota versus Get. Okay? Now, so far, that's, you know, the main thrust of the answers, right? Or the what is different by Sota. You need to do something different. Also in the question of what type of Lishma, right? By Sefer Torah, we notice that by there are two different things. There's the Shem Hashem, which just needs mental Lishma, and the actual writing of the Sefer Torah, which needs verbal Lishma, according to the Sefer Artrim. Right? And the question also again is what, why do you have those two differences? What are those two different types of Lishma there for? And I don't think we actually got to a reasoning behind that correctly. Right, we don't. We just make the point that in the Lishma of writing the Sefer Torah and to create Kiddusha, you need to say it. When it comes to the Shem Hashem, you just need to think it. Okay? Why? Because you're just identifying and acknowledging what it is. Okay? Now, in all of these, right, in this whole analysis, what essentially we've been doing is we've been identifying differences in the what. Right? What are we doing? We have differences in the tzivoy, because the tzivoy is kashur to, let's actually write this down. Okay? On the tzivoy we have, the tzivoy is supposed to be about kohen, right? And the mechika, and it's not, the mechika is supposed to be lishma, and the stama lishma is sota is generally right after the kinoy and the stira is going to drink the mayim amarim. As opposed to get, where she's not the gerush nomades. Lava Gerush Nomades, and you want Ksiva Lishma, and you want Ksiva Saba. Okay? So these are all differences. What we haven't done at all is given us the why. Right? We've identified certain differences, but that's about it. Now, all the way at the end of the article, we mentioned that the difference that ultimately, one second, let's get this. Yeah, right, we suggest that maybe there's a fundamental difference between the Shema by Get and Sefer Torah and Megillah Sota, mainly by Sefer Torah. Okay, why do we need the divrei ha, the tzivoy of the ba? But what's, I think, most interesting, it's very unfortunate, you can't see at all. Is there a way to make that stronger? I'm going to have to try this out at a different time, see if we can make the blackboard more visible. But what happens is that ultimately, we end up with a bunch of differences between them, right? We know that procedurally there's a big difference in the what section, right? This is Megillah Sota is kashur to the Kohen, to Mechika, to the fact that she's already basically, right, in the process of being a Sota, as opposed to a Get. Now, what I think is very helpful from our approach, obviously each one has its pluses and minuses, and this is just, we're going to move from the methodological to to the continuation of our lambdas, which is, I think that these are actually a perfect manifestation of the lambdas that we were talking about last year. Why? Right? What happens when you have a get and you have versus Megillah Sota in terms of the tzivoy and the lishma and the question of stam lishma? Right? Why would they be different? All of these, right? The broad structured analysis gives you directions, right? Because you say, oh, I see that there's a direction here by Sota where we're focusing on the actual ksiva and the actual physical process, while by get we're focusing on, right, the tzivoy of the Baal and his actual involvement, right? But it doesn't give you a direct answer for, well, why is this going on, right? Can't really see anything. It's unfortunate. Okay. Why does our shir last time answer all these questions? Now I could say the following. I could say, you see that Lishma is just different in these different places, right? We're dealing with different topics and they just have a similar name. The other option, right? Oh, the Ksiva, one needs Ksiva Lishma, one needs Mechika Lishma. Or I can say, we don't need to differentiate on a fundamental level between the two types of lishma. What's going on? What's the purpose of the lishma in the first place? Right? What does lishma do by gerushin? What are you, or more accurately, what is a get as opposed to a Megillah Sota or a Sefer Torah? Right? What we really emphasized in Shir is that the process of lishma perhaps might not necessarily be different. Or more accurately, what is different because what you're trying to create is something radically different, right? When it comes to a get, let's start with Sefer Torah and Megillah Sota. What are you creating? You're creating something with, right, extra textual significance, something which has a status beyond the words on the page, right? The Shem Hashem could either be letters or it could be, right, a reference to, you know, the Lord our God, King of the universe. In order to do that, you need mental intent, right? In order to make a Sefer Torah into a Sefer Torah, you actually might need to verbalize that. Why? Because what you're trying to do is physically transform this, right? Not only in terms of its meaning, but in terms of its very physical identity. It's no longer parchment with Torah on it, which, right, your Dabei Mekoros might have. It's actually a Hefta Torah. It's a Sefer Torah. You're transforming a physical object into, right, something with extra physical properties. And more than just that, by Sefer Torah, you're actually giving it Kedusha, right? So you're creating something other than something almost metaphysical. As opposed to the Shem most in the Sefer Torah, which are Kadosh because they're a reference to God. So you need to make sure that you're referencing God when you write them. Okay? A parallel, I'd say, can be applied here as well, although on a much higher level. Because when it comes, who gives the content of the Sefer Torah significance, right, itself? You don't need to provide that. You need to intend that the Sefer Torah is Kadosh, but ultimately, right, the content speaks for itself. By a get, you, right, now you wouldn't say, would you say that there are two different lishmas by Sefer Torah? I don't think so, right? You would say that you're trying to do different things with lishma, right? Or lishma is serving different purposes. The get, right, the lishma makes the get into a physical manifestation of Daito Lagaresh, or it is already part of the process of Gerush. Right? So going back to our, and if that's true, then of course you need something far more personal, right? Because Lishma isn't trying to make the get from a piece of paper into something that means X, Y, or Z, or has significance as a, let's say, Megillah Sota. Megillah Sota, what do you need to do? You really need the words to be put into the water. In order to do that, you have to have the words, right? I need to be able to acknowledge that these words are the right and proper words that are the Megillah Sota, not just random pieces of ink, right? Your Lishma gives it relevance as your Megillah Sota. So I know that this is the parasha that you're supposed to put into Meisota, not just words. But fundamentally, it doesn't do anything, right? What do you do with Megillah Sota? You erase it, and she drinks it. The get, right, by creating, making the get is actually either making a cheftza of gershin, you are putting his intent to break up with her and divorce her into ktav, right, into a physical manifestation, which actually performs the gershin when you give it to her. Or just by writing it, you've already started the gershin. So in order to do, so now going back to all the nafkaminas, right, on the chart, all the things that we said so far, by looking at it from the perspective of lishma in Kala Torah Kula, are still true, right? I wouldn't argue that any of these things are wrong. What I would say is they can be understood in a much, in these are all what, right? We should really make a whatchamacallity. These are all black is the what and red is why. Okay, so let's moving through the whys. Right, we have Megillah Sota. The Tzivoy needs to come from, sort of, might need to come from the Kohen because you need him to, he's the one who's performing the Tekes, right? Right, he's the one who, it's part of the procedure. But it's only useful later, right? The Lishma is really in the Mechika because that's the actual, right, that's the actual process of sota. That's when it really starts, right? Writing the Megillah Sota is just a, gives you the raw materials to do so. And when it comes to lishma, right, you have stama lishma because once you're actively involved in a formal process, right, you're performing that process. So everything you do is part of that process, right? If you sit down to bring, if you bring a karbon and you're makdish it to the Beis HaMikdash, it already has kedusha. So anything you do to that already takes that into account, right? Any action done with it has to acknowledge that it's already kadosh. Right? You're within the formal process. On the other hand, when the lishma isn't serving to create, or just a formal legal document, a formal document, let's say, as opposed to a get, right? It's a manifestation of that, of his gerushin, or a manifestation of their unique unhappiness. Right, Tolstoy, or right, it's actually part one of gerushin. They're already partially megureshes. Then obviously ksiva sabal is necessary because it's whose das is it? It's a chefs of his das. It's he performing gerushin, right? The lishma is there to help make it more than just a paper, it's to make it into manifestation of the unique unhappiness of his family, or part one of gerushin, it's actually performing gerushin. In order for that, of course you need the Baal. So lishma, which is fundamentally trying to give you this, you know, metaphysical property, or this, you know, extra physical property, when it comes to Megillah Sota, it's just trying to create a formal document, right? If it's just trying to create a formal document, that's fine, right? But that's only going to work, and that's going to work no matter what, more or less, because whoever's doing it can give it that formal status. Any lawyer can do it, right? As opposed to a get, since you want either are actually being megaresh, or it's like a unique manifestation of their unique circumstances, of course you would need, right? You need the Baal, okay? You would need it to be a cheftza of his das, okay, and l'ksiva lishma, of course, needs to be right, actually lishma, right? The ksiva is lishma because the ksiva is what is already either megaresh, either ksiva starts the gerushin. Or it what makes this get into its unique, right, megaresh. The creation of the get is what's unique here, right? Not its being used, not its usage. Okay? And in terms of the stama lishma, of course, lav lishma gerushin omedes, because in order, you don't have any part of gerushin yet. How can you say that the stama is lishma, that we're just continuing with the original momentum, because it is what creates gerushin, right? Okay, so in all of those, you end up with a, I would say, a pretty big difference depending on how you started the sugya. Now, at the end of the day, right, Rav Aaron reaches a very similar conclusion, although what happens is because we're dealing much more with the what's, he's dealing much more with the what's of lishma in a global sense, it's sufficient for him to deal, to come up with the idea that the get is unique to, as ma'anik leget ma'amad shel dvar ha'baal, to say that it actually needs to represent the baal. And you're good enough just by saying that gerushin is fundamentally tied into the baal, right? What we ended up with was not just that it's connected to the baal, that's a what, right? You need the baal, clearly. But why do you need that what? Why do you need the baal, right? So we have two separate answers. Either because, oh, you can write, I'm still on screen share. Either because of, you know, it's part one of gerushin, or, and therefore he has to be megaresh, or because it's a manifestation of his, you know, unhappiness, of their unhappiness, which only they, right, can actually create. Right, so therefore, by doing this, right, by coming at it from the perspective of gerushin first, and looking at it, what does gerushin require of lishma, we came up to a much more precise, I'd say, definition of gerushin at the end of the day, right? Of lishma by gerushin, we actually came up with something far more particular and far more nuanced, right? What's the downside of our approach? The downside of our approach is, like, I didn't think to look at Megillah Sota because, right, we are looking at gerushin. And in terms of our analysis of gerushin, we had more than enough to analyze, right? But then also we didn't make the chakira. We didn't notice the fact that, oh, you can have things which are just trying to give meaning to the words and things that need to give the words extra physical importance, right? Which we noticed from Sefer Torah because, right, that's clearly, you know, not something we need by get. By get, we definitely start with the, it needs to be a get. It needs some extra physical significance, not just meaning. By Sefer Torah, by the Azkaros, you might just need to acknowledge that these are Shem Hashem and not just words, right? It needs to acknowledge that, oh, this is a reference to God in order to make them Kadosh. By get, of course, you already need the second level of you're making a Sefer Torah, which is more than just this information, it's kadosh, it has a special extra physical status, right? And now, we think from there, that was our extreme on this side of the board from last time, if you remember, right? Where it was the little star with, you know, that was glowing. And then, right, we went further and we said, actually, no, it's a physical manifestation of his das. It's actually a, you know, or it's actually the beginning of the gerushin. He actually has started divorcing her by creating, right, a Sefer Krisos. So while we did, in terms of our general picture of Lishma, we end up with less of a complete picture, but we actually ended up with a very, you know, I think a very precise definition and understanding of how Lishma works. So just to go over our Chidushim, right, we've seen that there are, oh, is that going to share it? Right, we saw that there's a bunch of differences between Negila Sota and a get, right? The tziva could come from the Kohen, the Lishma is in the Mechika, and the Stam Lishma is relevant, right? You could just say, oh, you know, mistama, it was done l'shma, as long as no one was mechaving for something else. And the reason why is because Megillah Sota is part of the procedure of Sota, right? It doesn't actually perform anything. It's just, right, you erase it into the Mayim. The actual chalos, let's say, of Megillah Sota is only, right, in the end of the tekes. As opposed to a get, where the get itself is a manifestation of the unique Daito Lagaresh, or, and therefore you need Ksivas Habal. You need him to write it. You need the Ksiva to be for the two of them in the Ksiva already, and you need it to be on an active, intentional level. And number two is if it's already actually the beginning of Gerushin, then you would definitely need that entire package because you're actually being Megarish by writing this get, right? The Ksiva of the get is actually already something that is chal as part of the Gerushin. Okay, and that is all. And next year, anyone needs to go to class can do